SBS στα ελληνικά.
Θέλω να ξεκινήσουμε να μου πεις από πού κατάγεται η οικογένειά σου από την Ελλάδα.
My father's from Ithaca and my mum's side is from Cyprus. It was my great grandfather that first came to Australia, you know, with the gold rush, and he kind of worked and then went back to Ithaca, kind of bought some properties, etc., and then came back with my papu. And he lived his whole life in Sydney, and then just before World War II, they went back to Greece, and that's when my father was born. And then when he was going to return to Australia, they wouldn't let my papu back because he was too old at the time, and they kind of needed young people to kind of build Australia back up again. And so they sent Dad to come and work, because obviously everything was lost after the war. And so Dad got on a boat for a month and came as a very young teenager, like, you know, the classic migrant story.
Let's talk about the idea for this scenario. And it's based in a short film that you made back in 2011. It's called Father's Day. Can you please tell us a few words about the storyline of West of Sunshine?
The story had its birth back in 2010, 2011, when I did Father's Day. And really, I was exploring father-son relationships, kind of mythological stories that repeat. In essence, really, out of that, this idea was born, where a man needed to pay back a debt to a loan shark by the end of the day, but had to look after his young son who's on school holidays. So he's forced to confront.
So in your film, the protagonist, Jim, is separated from his family, as you said. He's caught in a vicious cycle of gambling and debt. Do you think that our life is just a matter of correct and wrong or non-correct personal choices? Or are there other social, political, or other factors?
You know, I did a lot of research on addiction, gambling addiction, all kinds of addiction. And ultimately, addiction is a symptom of some greater pain or some greater problem. And in a way, finding insight to that pain is really the story of the film. In a society, we live under all these kind of pressures and structures, you know, that kind of add to the stresses that people make when they're choosing to either gamble or to, you know, excessively use substances or anything else that is addictive. Ultimately, it's a personal choice that he has to make to either live in a kind of a fantasy, which is like the gambling is basically pain management, or choose to live in the present moment and try and be someone that's here, understanding about love that he didn't understand before, and be a father to his son. Mm-hmm.
How important is this film for you personally?
It's important for a lot of reasons, because actually getting a film made is a miracle. To have it actually be received well, or people get something out of it, is a victory in and of itself. I mean, so just to have some expression of something that's been inside of you for so long resonate with someone else is really kind of, that's the success right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In your film, there are elements of the after the Second World War neorealism Italian films, you know, many characteristics. Do you find similarities in today's society with the one that was formed after the Second World War?
What I really wanted to do was make a film almost in a documentary style that captured the essence of the people that lived in it right now. Mm-hmm. So in almost kind of like a snapshot of this city and the people that live in it. I wanted to do that as authentic way as possible, using non-actors and actors and the city as a character. And so when you kind of look into film history, you know, the people that first started to do that were the Italians and the neorealists. And I love that time in cinema so much because it's so vibrant and exciting. And, you know, previous to that, you saw, you know, kind of sets and kind of made up actors, whereas this was like, okay, on the street with real people in and amongst the action of the film. And I just think that's both challenging and exciting. And that's what I wanted to try and capture.
We see more and more films today that the director is not crossing the message to the viewers, to the audience. And they leave the audience to decide about what's the meaning of this film. Do you like, you know, like this kind of methods from directors, or you want to go straight to the point and point out what's the issues here?
I definitely tend to less is more. So my natural inclination is to let the audience work. And that doesn't mean that everything is wrapped up in a bow. You can still have an upbeat ending film where all the questions aren't answered. But I'm a big fan of letting the audience or treating my audience with respect and knowing that they're so much more smarter than we potentially give them credit for. And I want to treat them with absolute respect. And I feel like giving them questions for them to think about after the film is actually a really lovely thing to impart on an audience.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're a great fan of Greek directors, okay? And would you like to mention a few?
I think Greece has produced some of the most incredible directors of late. But just going back in time, I mean, Theangelopoulos's Ulysses Gaze and Kostas Gravas's Z, you know, I remember seeing those films. Mm-hmm. And they're really moving. They're really just incredible films. I mean, they just stay with me.
They're political films, though, too.
They are. And in essence, politics and art will cross over every time because, you know, they'll have a strong point of view. Anything with that kind of strong point of view, there'll be some kind of element where those societal and political views cross. And I think, you know, even young directors now coming out of kind of the crisis that happened in Greece, whether it be Yanis Economidis Stratos or, you know, Yorgos Lanthimos' Dogtooth. I mean, these are incredible films. Even Yorgos Yoriopoulos, as he did a film called Tungsten, I think, in 2011. I love that film as well. So, look, you've got incredible filmmakers, as well as, I can't forget, Athena Tsangari Attenberg. I mean, I thought that was brilliant. I mean, almost dystopian, like, kind of worlds that they create.
Absolutely.
Especially given post what happened in Greece, it kind of speaks to the psychology mm-hmm. of the nation mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Are there any projects you're on this period?
I'm working diligently on a screenplay right now. It's totally different. It's more of a thriller. I sit in a very exotic type world. But when you break it all down, some of the themes are still quite simple. So it's a psychological thriller set in a kind of a mysterious exotic world.
Thank you so much, Jason Raftopoulos, for being here today for the Greek program of SBS Radio.
Thank you, Panos.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφθείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/Greek.